Some small and mid-sized businesses have been affected by the problems at Silicon Valley Bank, too. Some were unable to pay their employees last Friday because their money was in Silicon Valley Bank, even if only through a payroll company or a bank that they used. Some double-funded their payroll and hope they get their other money back, which it appears they will. TheStreet.com says some nonprofit organizations could not get money out of SVB either. Some businesses' payments to vendors did not go through. The owner of a mid-sized real estate management business says a lot of non-tech, non-venture capital-funded businesses have been hurt by this, and let's have some attention on them. He says he had been moving some funds around to different banks in recent years and is very grateful that he had been doing that. All of this may have long-term effects on smaller businesses that do business with startups. I'm Joe Connolly, WCBS 880 News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.